Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, the Amazon Prime video app on iOS and Apple TV now features a built-in content store. So what this means is that users can now buy or rent TV shows and movies directly inside the app on their iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV. Previously on an iPhone or iPad, users would have had to jump out to Safari to complete a purchase or rental of a TV show or movie, and on Apple TV, they'd have to go to another device completely. So this is a big win for customers who can finally enjoy premium Amazon video content directly in the native iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV apps. For the longest time, Amazon did not support this because of Apple's App Store requirements, which mean the developer has to use Apple's in-app purchase system for digital content and give 30% of the revenue to Apple. But the Amazon Prime app now seems to use Amazon's payment method if you have a card on file, but otherwise it still reverts back to Apple's in-app purchase system. In a statement to 9to5Mac, Apple said that it has an established program for premium subscription video providers, and qualifying apps like Prime Video can now offer customers the option to buy or rent movies and TV shows using the payment method they already have tied to their existing video subscription. More specific information here is unclear, but Amazon and Apple appear to have struck some sort of special deal, something that is not currently offered to all developers. So for instance, we don't really know how much of a cut Amazon is giving Apple for purchases made using an Amazon payment method, and whether or not Apple has plans to bring this program to other developers and companies also remains to be seen. In other news, in response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Apple and Goldman Sachs are allowing customers to now skip their April Apple Card payment without incurring interest charges. As you'll remember, Apple Card users were also able to defer their March payment due to the uncertainty caused by COVID-19. And much like last time, you have to contact Apple Card support and request to join the customer assistance program. So if you simply skip your April payment without contacting support, you'll still be charged interest as usual. And it's also important to note that if you joined the Apple Card customer assistance program for last month's payment, you'll have to do so again for your upcoming April payment. But thankfully, joining the customer assistance program is incredibly easy. All you have to do is reach out to Apple Card support. You can do this by opening the Wallet app on your iPhone, choosing your Apple Card, tapping the three dots in the upper right corner, and using the Message or Call button. Then you simply say that you want to join the Apple Card customer assistance program, and your request will be processed and you should receive a confirmation email. We continue to discover upcoming new features in iOS 14, and now based on an early build of the operating system obtained by 9to5Mac, we can report that Apple is working to improve the iCloud Keychain Password Manager this year. Currently, iCloud Keychain is responsible for storing all passwords and credit cards of the user. But when compared to competing apps like 1Password and LastPass, it lacks some important features. But that could soon change with this year's iOS 14 release. Based on the code we've seen, users will be warned about reusing passwords so they can avoid using the same password on multiple sites for security reasons. Recycling passwords between multiple apps and services is a major security vulnerability. When 1Password database is exposed, hackers can test the same passwords with other online accounts. And with iOS 14, Apple hopes to make its users more aware of those concerns. What's also interesting is that based on iOS 14 code, we can say that there will be a new method to save two-factor authentication passwords to iCloud Keychain. This would let you log on to compatible sites without relying on just a password, and also making it easier for users to avoid something like SMS or email two-factor authentication, which is less secure. So presumably what this would mean is that iCloud Keychain could generate two-factor authentication codes itself, so you wouldn't even need to rely on a third-party service such as Google Authenticator or Duo. Again, two-factor authentication is a critical security tool for ensuring hackers can't log in with your credentials if your login information is exposed publicly or even guessed. And finally, as 1Password and other similar services are paid or require a subscription, Apple can attract more users since iCloud Keychain is free and deeply integrated into iOS and macOS. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. We are off tomorrow, but we'll be back next week with new episodes of 9to5 Mac Daily.